This summer's massive wildfires are likely a symptom of climate warming. That's the take from University of Alaska Fairbanks forest ecologist Glenn Jude. Jude says the individual occurrence of high fire years is not unusual, but their increasing frequency is.
In the past, we had longer stretches of these cooler, more normal conditions for the boreal forest, and those were punctuated by really short, sharp, almost individual peak burning years.
2009 could join 2004 and 2005 on the list of Alaska's top five wildfire years on record. So far this summer, more than 2.9 million acres have burned. Last summer was cool and wet. Conditions, Jude says, used to be more the norm.
What is distinctly different now is that we have broader shoulders. There's more burning on the way up to the peak years and more burning on the way down from the peak years. And I think that's how I'd characterize what's happening here in the summer of 2009. We shouldn't be at a particular peak. It should be a few more years out. And yet we're accumulating some pretty substantial area burned.
The average number of 79-degree or over days in Fairbanks is 11. Fairbanks has had 25 days when the maximum temperature reached 79 or above so far this summer.